Polk County is a great place for festivals, no doubt about that. And speaking of which, we have the Zero to Fierce Celebrating Creative Women in Our Community Festival.
Yes, we certainly do.
All right. Jackie, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to drive here so early in the morning.
It is a lovely drive.
It's a lovely drive. Yeah, it's really pretty. Sunny.
People always say to me, how can you drive that far every day? I go, first of all, it's the shortest drive I've ever had in my entire career.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a nice drive.
And it's a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
So let's hear about this festival. It's coming up starting March 2nd, going through the 11th.
It is. It's an amazing festival of over 63 events in 10 days.
Wow.
So there's all different women in our community that are presenting workshops and panels. There's movies. There's performances. We have, it's opening with Women of the Northwest, which is the history of women in Humboldt County. Mm-hmm. And that runs for the first weekend. And there's a writing workshop on the Saturday with an open mic performance opportunity. And that's with A Reason to Listen. So Therese Fitzmaurice and Vanessa. So that's going to be exciting. There's a gala on Thursday that people can come to, and they'll get our fabulous little zine that will tell them where to go and who's what and where everything happens. There's so much information that it's hard to, I'll just pull out a couple of things that are going on, because there's so much. A fabulous singer, songwriter, improviser, Rhiannon, who sings with Bobby McFerrin and Savoce, she's coming and is going to do a vocal workshop on the Thursday, Friday, the 9th and 10th, and then she's going to perform on the Friday night with some of the people that are in the workshop. A crazy group from Portland called the MASH Lab, and it's making art up. I can't even say their name because I don't think I can swear on this radio station.
But probably not.
So they're coming down from Portland, and they're wacky multimedia artists doing a lot of groovy stuff on that Friday night. There's a cabaret on Saturday the 11th, and then there's an open mic on Wednesday the 8th, which is International Women's Day. So there'll be a lot going on International Women's Day. So all you women, when you strike on International Women's Day, come to the Arcata Playhouse, because there's lots of stuff going on.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We have this lunchbox series, too, from 1 to 2, that we're encouraging people to come on their lunch break, and we'll serve a light lunch of, like, soup and salad and bread, and there's all kinds of things going on there, crazy things on International Women's Day. And, starting on the Friday, the 2nd, or the 3rd, the lunchbox series runs all week.
I love the name Zero to Fierce.
I know. Yeah, that's the name. It's kind of where we're at right now, saying come wherever you are. There are some, there's activists and people right now that are totally fierce. And mm-hmm. There's some people who are like, I have never been an activist or done anything or really stepped into any of this ever. And not to say that that's a zero, but this festival really is whatever track you want to take on it.
Well, so, there really has been an awakening. I mean,
holy moly, has there ever.
I mean, the Women's March was evidence of that. That was just astounding.
Astounding. I know. I happen to have the honor of being the MC for it and standing on that stage and seeing, you know, what they said was 7,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, just even talking about it now, hairs on my arm stand up.
And you think of the population of Humboldt County, it's very small. That's a huge turnout.
Exactly. It was really outstanding just to see that many people coming together and saying, you know what, we can move forward and we can move through and we can galvanize around our beliefs and ideas, and there's room for everybody.
Yeah, so. I was in Los Angeles when that happened, and the gathering there was just tremendous, and I watched news coverage from around the country and around the world, and it was just, it was amazing.
It's an exciting time. It's an exciting, scary time, but
right.
But I'm 53, so I came at the end of the Vietnam War, and I grew up in Canada, too, so we didn't have much. We didn't have the same level.
Is Canada going to build a wall to keep us out?
I don't know. No, I hope not. I don't think that's the Canadian way. But just to be here, it feels like everybody's saying it's like, you know, the activism of the Vietnam War, when people really stood up and said, wait a minute, what's going on? What are our values? What do we believe in? And, and how can we make our voice heard?
Yeah.
And the strength of the individual voice is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be celebrated in the O2F Festival for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm 59 and I remember all that very well. The Vietnam protests, of course. In fact, the year the war ended, was my last year of high school. It was one of those kind of moments. But the civil rights movement was huge. There was so much activism in that era, and that's been kind of gone by the wayside for many years.
I mean, I think that the activism really cushioned us for a lot of years, that we said, oh, good job, now we have all these things, or we believe that we had all these things. And that's sort of a privileged non-color, any of the people. Because in the African American community and the Hispanic community, they're like, duh, this is not a new thing.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, you look at, women's rights, which have evolved over over time, maybe not to the extent that most of us would have liked to have seen, but there has been forward progress. And then all of a sudden, it looked like the brakes were thrown on, and then it was thrown into reverse very fast.
Yeah.
And I think this was a huge awakening for a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people who said, I'm not a feminist, or I'm not a feminist, I like men, and sort of, you know, that whole feminist backlash that happened like 5 years ago.
Right, and first of all, right there, I mean, that is such a false statement.
Exactly.
You're saying, feminists hate men, which is completely not true
at all.
And men can be feminists, too.
Exactly. I mean, okay, so the definition of feminism is political, social, and economic equality for women. So that seems, you know, hard not to get behind.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an exciting festival, and there'll be a lot of opportunities to really to get involved, sink your teeth in, meet other women. That's part of the goal of the festival, is just to come together and say, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Women of the Northwest, we've rewritten it, so it's a bit different than the other two productions, containing, you know, it's got some other history involved in it, so that's exciting.
Yep.
And
as they say, in unity, there is strength.
Exactly. Yeah.
And let's face it, women are the majority of the population.
It's true.
Let's remember that.
And it's, you know, it's all about, for me, it's about stepping forward together.
Yep.
And how do we look around and build community? And that's part of the thing of O2F2, is building this community of people, women, men, children, you know, cis, and everybody, just all genders, all everything, that we can build this community together, and that we're all important.
And speaking of O2F2, there is a website. You have O2F2Festival.org that people can go to and get information.
Yeah, or zerotofierce.com.
Okay.
And that has all the information on it. Any of those websites will just point you towards the same place. You can go through the Arcata Playhouse.
Nice.
We'll shove you to where you need to go.
So who did the logo for this? Because it is absolutely wonderful. We need to give credit to where credit is due.
I will. It's Amy Barnes and Persimmon Graphics, and she is awesomely outstanding.
It's so wonderful.
It's a
festive looking thing, but it also is very powerful.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Very simple.
She did a really great job on it, and we have buttons and all kinds of things to give away and have for people, bookmarks that will last into the next millennium. They're so hardy.
Yay.
Yes.
They are hardy.
They're very hardy bookmarks. None of these flimsy bookmarks.
That is no flimsy bookmark there.
It can be stuffed in your window so it doesn't rattle like mine does when the wind blows. You know, those old windows.
Right.
You can have the O2F Festival for your whole life.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this is great.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fabulous festival. There's also art installations happening in the lobby. Mash Lab is going to do a multimedia art installation. Louise Watson is going to do that. And then there's a woman coming from Las Vegas that has a crazy art installation she's going to do that involves tarot cards and a quilting installation. There's going to be a lot going on. World Cafes, there's a market on the 11th, so you can come and buy things and have lunch. And Danielle Orr is going to be in charge of running our concessions for the whole time. And she ran a B&B here in Ferndale for a long time.
Nice.
So, yeah, there'll be good food, good times, good laughter.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
That is going to be great.
Yeah.
And, again, this is March 2nd through the 11th.
Yeah.
And it is presented by Playhouse Arts.
Yep. There's a lot of events that are no-charge events. So
nice.
And always room for people, so don't let money hold you back.
Nah.
No.
We don't want to do that.
No.
Don't want to do
Call
that.
Me and let me know. I can give you the Playhouse's phone number if you want it.
Oh, please
do. It's 822-1575. That's 822-1575.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So there's just there's also classes going on at Redwood Rocks. Shoshana at Redwood Rocks has worked with some of her teachers too. There's some great classes going there of Danza Urbano and beginning belly dancing, and there's meditation and beer tasting. The Pink Boots Society connected with Dead Reckoning in Arcata. They're going to do some beer tasting of all these craft beers.
Nice.
Yeah. Holly Ocean's involved. Their little cafe is going to be open on and off. So there's just chances to drop in and see what's going on. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So go online. You can go online to zerotofierce.com.
Correct.
Or 02F. That was the digit.
Yes.
Zero. 02FFestival.org.
That's
and
it.
Either of those will get you to the place, find out a little bit more about
the festival.
The festival.
And all the happenings.
Which is really going to be an amazing several days of...
10 days!
10 days.
Of fun, feminism, feasting, and frivolity.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah.